And then I have the pleasure to introduce A.G. Sanyo, an artivist and activist from the Philippines who's worked on climate issues for the last 20 years for organizations including Oxfam and Greenpeace. A.G., welcome to the stage. It's all yours.
Guten Tag. Hello everyone, my name is A.G. Sanyo and I come all the way from the Philippines. And I come here as a witness. 4 years ago, I found myself trapped in a small building in a city called Tacloban. And I was trapped in that building for about 4 hours. And I was praying, I remember myself praying, not for the Lord to save me, but I was praying to thank the Lord for the good life that He gave me. For 2 hours, the building was shaking really bad, and I was pretty sure that it was going to collapse because winds as powerful or probably more powerful and faster than the fastest train in Germany was battering the city called Tacloban by the most powerful typhoon in human history. And it's called Super Typhoon Haiyan. But obviously, I'm here in front of you and I live to tell the story of what happened there and to witness to you that it is not a simple joke. Climate change may be as simple as taking off one layer of a sweater to you guys, but for our people and the people of the Pacific, it's about saving our way of life and preserving our way of life. And I come here to tell you that we need to continue making noise. We need to continue telling the world, not just the world leaders who will be here next week, but even the simple man on the street. Tell each one of them that we need to take action. If we wait for the 200 world leaders to craft their policies and put them in place, it might take another 23 years for it to happen. But each one of us can make the change now. Not tonight, not tomorrow, not next week. We can do it now. And I'm here not just to warn you that these things might happen to you also. The moment I stepped out of that building, I saw a mother and child, both dead. I went to the next block, more dead people. And in 4 days, I was picking up dead bodies in the streets of Tacloban. And I cannot forget the time when we fit 4 children in 1 body bag. Children who were alive an hour before that. You don't want to see this. And I'm not here just to warn you, but to ask you to care. To care for our people, especially for the people of the Pacific who are bound to lose everything. People who are bound to lose their way of life and their culture. And we need to act now. We need to act now. Thank you very much. Let's keep on fighting.
Stay here for a second, lady. Thank you so much. You just said we have to keep on making noise, so people make some noise! What do we want? Once more, what do we want?